Welcome, folks, to another CJRO Radio Community Interview. This is Manuela, and you're listening to Local First. Today, by phone with me is Jean-François Gnac, president of the Good Neighbors Bon Voisin Food Bank in Embrun. Hello, Jean-François. Thank you so much for being with us on the phone. I just wanted to ask you to talk about the Embrun Food Bank, Bon Voisin, Good Neighbors.
Yes, the Good Neighbors Food Bank is giving food to the people in need in Limoges, Marionville, Embrun, and Russell. And we are 100% volunteer-based, so it's only volunteers that work at the food bank. And we prepare boxes every week for our families. Per month, we received around 200 families, even 250 sometimes. And we give them food once a month. So they can come once a month to get some canned food, some meat, some bread, some milk, butter, everything they need that they could get in one grocery for a week. They get even more than what they would get in a week. We're pretty generous because we have a generous community who gives us lots of money. So we can actually feed everybody that comes to the food bank.
Do you also do deliveries or do you
help
that?
Most of the people, it's on the Thursday night. So we prepare the boxes on the Wednesday, and then every week on the Thursday, they have to call before to like book an appointment and tell us that they'll be there on the Thursday. And then we serve everyone on the Thursday evening. And if they can't make it because, let's say, they're sick at home and some of them have trouble getting out of their homes, then we deliver to a few individuals and families in the area.
Does the community only help monetary? Can people also donate food? Perishable, non-perishable? How does it work?
Yeah, they can give non-perishable food. They can drop it at the food bank. It's always better to send us an email if it's a large quantity, and then we'll make sure someone's at the food bank to meet them and to receive the food. Yeah. They can also send us an e-transfer. If they go on our website, they'll be able to see how to proceed, so they can give us money. We have around 50 volunteers that work at the food bank. They can give their time there also. It's great.
Yeah. And that was going to be my next question, if you need volunteers.
Well, we're really lucky. We have lots of people who ask to help us to be volunteers. So right now we have everybody we need, but we always have some special occasions where we need more people. So we have a list and we contact them if they they want to help us out. But if people want to volunteer at the food bank, they can send us an email and then we'll see where they can fit on our schedule if it's possible. We're getting busier. We have more families. The like Embrun, Russell, Limoges, it's growing. Marionville also. There's more people, so more people in need, unfortunately. And we're serving more people. So we're looking at ways that we can reach out to more families and make sure that we can serve everyone who's in need in the area.
I have one more question. Have you noticed in the past few years growing number of people who struggle with food security?
Yes, definitely. Like maybe during the pandemic or right after, we were looking at almost 80, 90 families per month in average. And now we're up to 150, even more. And that's an average. Like some months are slower. Obviously, December, November, they're bigger months. But in the summer, there's less people sometimes because we serve a lot of occasional workers that work during the summer but not during the wintertime. So we see them in the wintertime. So it's busier at that time of the month. So, yeah, we double the number of families that we're serving in the last, I'd say, 4 or 5 years. It's getting really, really busy. We're only able to serve 45 families per week, but we're still okay right now in a month to serve everybody that we need to serve. But we're always looking for different ways to help our community and to see how we can reach out to more people.
Thank you so much for doing this, for helping people in need. If anybody wants to help, they can go on your website or on Facebook page and they can donate.
Yeah, they can e-transfer. We have a website, goodneighbors.wixsite.com. They can search us on Google and they'll find a link to our webpage. They can also drop their food at the local stores. So Independent, Giant Tiger, Food Basic, even in Russell at Foodland, they have baskets for the food bank where you can leave a grocery if you want. So that's always another option.
Sounds great.
Thanks for reaching out.
Thank you. You too. Happy holidays. Bye.